Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
251-42-01-00-18-2057.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second here to pull up your profile, and then we can get it, the ball rolling here. Perfect. And is this LNA Transport?
Yes.
Perfect. And who's this that I'm speaking to right now?
Barbara.
Barbara? Okay.
Yes.
And are you the owner there?
Yes.
Are you 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just reconfirm some quick details here on the profile, and then I can answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
8728 East Highway 67,
okay.
Alvarado, Texas, 76009.
Okay. And as far as the business structure, you guys C Corp, S Corp, LLC?
We are sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2012.
2012, okay. And then what's a good phone number there for you just in case we get disconnected?
817-228-4316.
And a good email there for you?
B as in boy,
okay.
L as in Larry, R as in Robert, the word love,
okay.
716 @AOL.com.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So it looks like we got all the information confirmed here. So, you know, we have multiple programs here. So depending on what you're looking to do, just kind of paint a picture there for what you're kind of looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, first of all, I got a lot of bumps and bruises on my credit right now. So
okay.
I don't know if I'm will qualify or not. But I noticed it says that you can get a free business credit score. So that's the difference between your personal credit score and your business credit score?
Are you asking, is there a difference?
Yeah, is there a difference?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your personal credit's going to reflect, you know, your personal business that you do with your checkings and savings. The business is just what's reflected on the business itself. Usually, if one's good, the other one is as well. But, you know, each situation's different. I know you said your credit's kind of rough. What was the situation there?
We was late on a mortgage payment.
Okay, okay.
But we caught it up.
Okay, okay. So what were you maybe looking to do here with the business?
Well, we needed to purchase some equipment.
Okay, okay. What type of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Trailers.
Trailers?
53-foot drive lane trailers.
Oh, wow. How many were you looking to bring on?
At least one for now.
One trailer?
We thought about two, but we're going to try one.
Okay, okay. And what is it you guys do there for the business? Are you guys, you just haul, or what do you guys specifically do?
We haul.
Okay, okay. Perfect. And you guys have been in business, you said, since 2012, right?
Yeah, 2012.
Okay. How many trailers are you guys operating with as of right now?
Right now, we are operating two, but the thing is, we are using these somebody else's trailers. So we really want to try to get our own trailers, but we say they are trailers.
I got you. You just kind of like, is that like a lease policy you do with them? How does that work?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And how's business been for you guys so far?
It's been good so far, just the weather and that's about it. Weather and crazy drivers.
Yeah. I know the trucking industry, it's been a rough one for you guys. I know the last year or two, it's been a little up and down there for the industry as a whole, but it's good to see you guys are still trying to branch out as a business. Is there like some projects there coming up for you, which was why you wanted to bring on the trailers, or is there like a cheap price you're able to take advantage?
Well, we've been seeing quite a few trailers. I don't know if other people are going out of business or a lot of companies are. They'll give it in the old trailers, and they'll bring in on new trailers. So Mm-hmm. We decided we went to an auction just looking around, so we decided we'd like to purchase our own trailer.
I gotcha. When were you looking to bring this on?
Sometime next month. So next month will be October.
Okay, within the next month.
Yes.
Okay, and did you guys get a price there on how much the trailer would cost you?
Anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000.
Okay, and that's new or used?
That's used.
Used. Okay. How many employees are you guys operating with right now? If you only have the two trailers, are you kind of smaller operations?
Yeah, small operation, just two.
Okay. So this is how I'll kind of break a few things down here for you. So we have two programs here. We do equipment financing, which is very straightforward. It's kind of like your traditional kind of loan, 2 to 5 year terms. Rates usually, tend to start in the mid-single digits. It's very straightforward. We also do working capital, which is an unsecured cash loan. And usually it's based more off of your top line revenue. I was going to ask, do you know what you guys did in sales there last year?
I think it was anywhere between 60 to 62 or something like that. Because a lot of time we took off and we had other things going on, so we didn't do as well.
I got you. But it's picked up this year a little bit?
Yeah, picked up a little bit more this year.
Okay. I know you said your credit was rough. Do you remember what the number was there last time you got it pulled?
I think last time I had it pulled, I think it was like 519, 520 or something like that.
Okay.
Can you find out what it is?
If you guys want to go through with the approval process, we will have to pull the credit there just to make sure there's no tax liens against you and stuff like that. We'll pull your credit. We can actually give you guys the credit report we get back if you want a copy of it, just so you kind of have one that's up to date. But basically, with the equipment financing, it is heavily based on credit. I don't know if we would be able to get you an approval on that program. The good news is on the working capital, it's more based off your gross annual sales. Credit's really just to make sure there's no tax liens against you, more on those programs. So I think we'd have a better shot of getting you approval on that program. And like I said, you can basically use it for however you see fit. So if you were looking to maybe take advantage of a trailer, you could do that. If you needed operations or anything like that, you could also use it for those reasons as well. But I know you said you're looking to bring this on the next month. Is there usually like an auction once a week that you attend, or how would you guys go about purchasing this?
Well, what it is, we are linked up to them online, so whenever they are ready to auction or coming up scheduled to auction, they send us an email, so that's how we find out.
Okay, so you guys are pretty fairly up to date then for what deals are going to be going on?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we can look at for you. As far as the approval process, it's very straightforward. It's just a one-page application. It's your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes.
Okay, we would just need the 2015 tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we get that over to me, I can transfer it to underwriting and usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and terms and rates you're going to be approved for. And then if it makes sense for the business, we can get you funded in about 24 hours after that. But getting the approval and getting the paperwork, it's usually the longest process. But if you get it to me correctly, it's completely smooth sailing. And like I said, it's just really three things that we need to look at. But it's definitely something we can look at, especially if you're going to be looking to bring this on in the next month. If you get the chance at this deal, you get an email, you want to be able to take advantage of it, we can get you funded in 24 hours and you can bring it on immediately. Does that sound like something you guys might be interested in pursuing?
Yes. They, one of the applications that was included in, so we can start on filling that out.
Okay, yeah, I have the blrlove716@aol.com email. So I will shoot you the list of what we would need for the approval. It'll just be the three things there, and then it'll have all my direct contact information in there as well. So if you have any questions throughout the way there, you can just email me back or give me a call there at my direct dial, and I can answer those questions for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
No worries, Barbara. When do you think you can get this paperwork over to me today or within the next day or two?
Within the next day or two.
Okay, I'll shoot this over. I'll give you a call here late tomorrow just to make sure you received everything and if you had any questions, and we'll go from there.
Okay, then. All right, thank you.
Great talking with you, Barbara. We'll be in touch.
Come on.